What up? This is Esoteric Nomad, and I am back today with some more thoughts, guys. I wanted to say thank you to anybody who's actually taking the time out of the day to listen to any of these that I put out. Like I said, I realize today's society, we have a million and one things that we're dealing with on a daily basis, and you know, those moments of self-care or just downtime can be few and far between. And so if you've spent any time to listen to any of these podcasts, I am very appreciative. I really am. I would be doing this regardless, you know, if anybody listened or not. So I appreciate you guys being along for the ride. They do. I wanted to get on here today, and I wasn't entirely sure about my direction of thought that I would go in, except for I know I do want to go back to, like I did my last podcast, and talk about some of my childhood, because I think it's important, honestly, for myself and for others. I know at this age, you know, there's not a whole lot of, well, obviously, we're adults now, right? You know, we're not teenagers anymore, so much of the things that I talk about from my past, it's like, you know, we don't deal with a lot of those problems because we are adults now, right? This is honestly part of the reason why I work with kids, because I'm trying to be the adult that I wish I would have had at a certain age. I just feel like it's sort of a full circle type of feeling, and also it takes away the negativity from the past. It takes away that sting, that stigma of it being in just a horrible experience, and it makes it into something worthwhile if I can use it, find a purpose for it, and help somebody, even if it's just to relate to somebody who might be going through something similar. That's making a difference. And so yeah, that was just a little side thought. But as adults, which I'm sure a lot of us can resonate with, I know myself in particular, I am challenged by, and I say challenged by because I don't like to say that I struggle with, I don't like to say, oh, this is a problem, because I feel like words do have power, and I've just been really intentional recently about the things that I'm saying. So I say I'm challenged by, because that I feel like we're often challenged by many things. It doesn't mean that, you know, we're suffering or we're struggling or anything. We're just, it's a moment where we can use our growth to our advantage, or we don't have to. Challenges aren't necessarily bad, right? But I am challenged by this aspect of minimizing my success, minimizing my growth, minimizing how well I'm doing. And I know there's got to be people out there who resonate with this and who go through this. As adults, you know, at least the way I grew up, and like I said, it's not to say that this was necessarily a message that was being told to me. It was just, as a child, this is the way I interpreted it and internalized it, and this was my experience. And that's one of the things that I feel like a lot of people may not be aware of. It's like, the experience in itself can be traumatic, whether or not it's deemed, whether or like, we don't always deem certain things as trauma. Like, oh, well, it was just this minor thing, so it wasn't really a trauma. If it affected us in a certain way, it can be traumatic to you, and that still is valid, and that still counts, and your experience is still valid. So, you know, not to say that there's been a lot of traumatic things in my sense of what trauma is, but being a very emotional, intuitive child who felt things extremely deeply and who internalized the emotions of everyone around them and myself, a lot of the things that I went through were traumatic, and I'm realizing that as an adult, and that's, you know, and I'm learning to be okay with that. And in that, I grew up, and I know one of the things I heard often was, you should know better. And I you know, at the time, and I've caught myself now, because I still say this as an adult to myself, mostly just to myself, like, oh, I should have known that, and it's been brought to my attention so many times, like, well, before you tell yourself, you know, you should know something, like, were you taught this? A lot of times as adults, we will just be hard on ourselves, assuming that with age comes automatic knowledge or wisdom, and that's not necessarily the case. Sure, as we get older, we're understanding things more than we did at a certain age, and a lot of things will come naturally. Sure, those things do occur, but a lot of times, and I this is what I try to convey to the kids who are coming up, like, it's all a learning process. We understand this with children. We have to teach children communication skills, right? We don't expect them to know how to communicate effectively. We kind of just penalize them. In a lot of cases, they're penalized and punished because they're acting out, or they're throwing a tantrum. And it's like, well, were they ever taught how to communicate effectively? What was their model of communication? What were they shown growing up? First off, and as adults, especially if we sort of had that upbringing, it's even trickier, I think, as an adult to navigate, because there's so many expectations, and I'm realizing how many societal expectations I had on myself. I'm pushing 40, not quite there yet, but I am, and there's a lot of things I feel like, well, you should know this. And it can often feel embarrassing to reach out for help or to ask others for help. For most of my life, I haven't usually been the person to ask for a lot of help. I've adopted an extremely independent attitude towards things, mostly because there was not usually someone who could help me in the ways that I needed. So I got used to sort of mending my own wounds and, patting my own back and this and that. And in that, I'm not the best at it. I'm not. And so it's nice to have those reminders from colleagues and stuff now who are telling me, hey, you weren't taught this, be easy on yourself. And, my therapist now, she's really great at reminding me of that. I've told her a lot of the things that I've gone through, and, just seeing the look on her face, it's almost like, damn, like, why aren't you celebrating yourself? I get that look a lot when I tell people some of the things that I've gone through. And for me, it's difficult for one, because as an adult, I am very removed from the past, right? If there's been any amount of time that has passed, it's easy to be removed from something I felt last year. But I'm also realizing that ties into me minimizing things. Just because time has passed and I might be removed from the emotion doesn't discredit that whatever occurred actually occurred. It doesn't discredit that it took a lot for me to get through it, and that it was difficult, and that I should acknowledge my growth. It doesn't discredit anything that I experienced or felt at the time, and I need to make sure to give myself credit. And so, yeah, there's your reminder. If you haven't told yourself recently, or if no one else has told you, give yourself some credit, because just to exist, we are worthy. We are. There's no criteria or expectation or a requirement for being worthy, being lovable, being deserving recognition. Society is what put that in place. Oh, you have to have this much money. Oh, you have to be at this point by this age. And that's where your worth comes from. That's where your success comes from. We have to start breaking down and acknowledging, recognizing where these expectations are, where they came from. Are they our own? Did we think, is it something we really was our own, or have we just really adopted it for so long that we felt like it was our own idea? That's a sneaky one right there. But in my childhood, growing up, I talked about in the last podcast being a PK, a preacher's kid, and growing up in a deeply religious household, and how much that was traumatic for me in terms of who I was. Like I said, I love that I was who I was as a child now. Like, in my childhood, I hated it because it was like I just didn't fit in. And so I developed a lot of self-loathing from that, because I was like, damn, like, you just, everything you like is problematic. Everything you do, everything you think, everything you believe in is problematic. Somebody has an issue with it. So I got really used to feeling like my ideas, my thoughts, my feelings, all of that weren't valid, weren't right, were wrong, and all these other things. And in hindsight, I'm looking back like, no, that was my intuition guiding me, because all the things that I thought and felt then are things that I've definitely explored in my adult life and have resonated with and have been really amazing in my life. But the reason why I feel like there's definitely old timers out there. When I say old timers, I just mean people who are very embedded and dedicated to whatever they believe in. And I first want to say, good for you and congratulations. I admire that, actually. I admire anybody who can cling to an idea and who stands behind a cause unwavering, who just, yes, this is what I believe in and this is it. And it's, that in itself is admirable to me. It really is. I'm like, wow, like to have faith of that magnitude to where nothing can penetrate it is amazing. And also, because I don't like to say but, and also, it's limiting. It is. And here's where I'm at with it today. Like, I notice when I meet a lot of people who might identify as Christian that I'm immediately sort of judging them just simply based from my experience with Christianity, and that there's so many different types of, you know, like it's silly of me to just assume that everybody is the strict, you know, the Bible is, every word of the Bible is absolutely factual, and it's silly to assume that everyone is how I, you know, my role models growing up. That's not the case. I've met Christians, people who identify as Christians and who are very open-minded people. And I think that's a beautiful thing, because I feel like those are the people who are realizing that spirituality, it's not meant to be one thing. And the minute we sort of get locked into a set idea is when we automatically stop our growth. Because that's the trouble with it. When you stop believing that there's something outside the box, like, you don't go anywhere. And it's great while you're in that box, but there's more that exists outside of the box. And a really cool analogy that I thought of with this is that, you know, say like, you know, if you were a police officer and you had been on a case and you had, you know, you had all the evidence given to you and you had worked with it and you have, you know, a perpetrator in mind or whatever the case is, all the evidence has been introduced. And you're sort of leaning in a certain direction of, you know, this person is to blame, let's arrest this person or whatever. That in itself is, let's use that as people who are very strict in their beliefs. Okay. But then, oftentimes, new evidence will be introduced into a case, right? Now, I'm not saying that every time that the evidence is considered, because it's not, I've heard cases where it's not. But if the evidence came from the crime scene, it's worth considering, right? Well, I use this analogy with religion nowadays because there's been so many things that have been uncovered. New evidence has been introduced. Like, it's public knowledge now that books of the Bible have been redacted, that there's things that, well, we may not have been, you know, aware of for a certain period of time. The church has removed many things, kept many things hidden. The Bible has been written and rewritten and sort of modified a million and one times. And so this is just facts. This isn't like conspiracy theory or anything. Like, this is factual. And so in that, if you explore the other books of the Bible, which I highly recommend doing, the books that have been removed, all of that, you will find a much broader view of things. And I feel like people who are in a place of being unwilling to explore that, I feel like that's just fear. It's fear of disrupting your set of belief system that you've been so comfortable with. It's molded your entire life. I get it. I personally can identify. I can't identify with that feeling, but I can only imagine how it must shake you at your core to think, oh, well, I've believed this my whole life. What if there isn't all there is to it? And like I said, it's not to say that anyone is wrong or right. I don't believe in wrong or right. I just believe that there's more to what we've been told, and that's what we should open our minds to. And in that, also that we shouldn't take everything literally. Because like I said, with all the different religions around the world, which they all kind of adhere to the same principle of one Messiah, 12 disciples, rising on the third day. If you look up other religions and their deities, you will find similarities in that regard. And so with Christianity, how I was brought up, it was taught to me as like, you know, Jesus Christ is the way, the only way, and that was it. I'm not saying everybody grew up that way or that that's what everyone's belief is. I'm just speaking to my experience and why it didn't work for me, because present day, like I said, there's too many people in the world. There's too many demographics. There's too many people who just based off of their nationality and where they come from, they're not exposed to certain things. So not to mention, it seems really exclusive. And like, you can't sit with us to say that, oh, my religion is right and yours is wrong. I think spirituality is meant to be what's right for you as an individual. And if it's right for you, it's right for you. But don't push that on another person. Like, I heard an analogy for this, and like someone said, like, religion is like having a penis or something like that. I don't know. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm paraphrasing, but it's like, yeah, it's all in great, well and good to have one, but don't, you know, take it out and wave it around and force me to look at it, or, you know, like, and I had to laugh because it's so true. Like, yeah, just tuck it in. You good. I'm glad you have one. Good for you. And also, it's not for me. So, you know. And I hope society, I think a lot of people, and I have empathy for a lot of people in this position. Like I said, I don't personally resonate with it, but I have empathy for a lot of people who are, their foundation, they're at their core, is being shaken. It's like getting to 50 and finding out, oh, you were adopted. So everything you thought was your life, everything that you, that's familiar to you and that is home, is at jeopardy of changing. And that, the change in it, the possibility of it changing, is scary. But that's what we need to acknowledge it as. And like I said, I have a lot of compassion for people who might be in that position. And it's also okay. Like I said, you're not going to burst into flames if you start to question. It's not demonic to question. It's not. Nowhere in the Bible does it say, don't think for yourself. And if you're going to go by the Bible, please go by all the books of the Bible that have been removed. And don't dismiss it and say, oh, well, like, that didn't happen. Cognitive dissonance, like, don't be that person. Cognitive dissonance, for those who don't know, is like when you are given facts about something and yet you continue to refuse to believe it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a prosecutor knowing that their client is guilty, but they're arguing on their behalf that they're not. Like, it's silly to me. Like, go ahead and look at all the facts. It's okay. Like, spirituality is still up to the individual. There's not a right and wrong. And we start to mess up and stumble and feel shame and guilt and all these other things when we start to classify it into right and wrong. Just like with emotions. And I know, like, with the profession I do, we do social and emotional learning. And so a lot of it is like recognizing feelings as what they are instead of right or wrong. It's not right or wrong. It's just, you know, you have to start looking at it differently. And I feel like we have to take that into religion for a lot of us. And it starts with being okay with having the conversations. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to start having this podcast, is because I want to start having an open conversation. And I'm not coming from a place where I'm attacking anyone. I know a lot of people are going to take it that way. And that's determined, you know, how they perceive it is a perception of where they're at. That has nothing to do with my intentions, because I have stated already that that's not where my angle is at all. I have a lot of empathy and understanding for people. I grew up in a strictly religious household believing in certain things, so I get it. This isn't to challenge anybody or to make fun of anybody or to demean anybody at all. It's not. It's just to get you to think differently, because I have seen what happens when you don't. It was a lot of inner turmoil and self-loathing and just inner conflict growing up, because I had this inner part of me that wanted to explore, was being guided and pulled, and yet I ignored it because of this doctrine that I grew up believing had to be this way. And that's not how I was wired at my core. I've been wired to explore and to branch out and to gather as much information from as many sources as possible. And it's brought me nothing but freedom and joy and wonderful things. And so, yeah. I'm going to leave it there today. I just wanted to get on here quick and share those thoughts with everyone. Like I said, I have so much more to share. Also, I will be on with the details. I'll post the details, but I'm going to be on a podcast in early April. I think it's April 6th. The podcast is called Let's Talk. I'll have the link or the airtime for everybody who wants to tune in, but I got linked up with a wonderful human being who has her own podcast, and she invited me to be on it, and so we're going to get on there and talk, and it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it, so you guys can catch me on that. Like I said, I have a lot of things to share from my personal experience, and just, you know, it's a lot of hindsight and contrast to where I'm at today. It's been an amazing, tumultuous, but beautiful journey. And I thank everybody for listening in who has been a part of it so far. So as I say every time, I hope everybody is working on keeping your vibes high and staying safe out there in these cosmic streets. And until next time, namaste.